Stacey is one of the coolest people I know. And I'm not just saying that. She for reals is super, super amazing. And she knows so much about hiking and exploring and camping and backpacking with pets and with animals. And she knows so much about wildlife. And I'm excited because she's going to be presenting at our upcoming virtual summit, the Hike Like Woman Summit, held May 8th through the 12th, 2024. And she's going to be talking about hiking with dogs, something a lot of us do, but something that we don't really think about. And her presentation is going to be amazing. And so I'll just go ahead and let you enjoy that conversation. And if you want to learn more about our virtual summit, more about all of our amazing speakers like Stacey, please head on over to our website, hikelikewoman.com.
I see a cat back there.
Yeah, she's in the window.
I love it. I love it. Speaking of cats, Stacey, you love animals.
I do. I love them a lot.
Where did this love of animals, where did this passion stem from?
I mean, I grew up on a farm. So, I mean, we had cattle and we had barn cats. And I was the kid that would chase around the feral barn cats and be like, oh, I want to hold you and love you. And it just kind of went from there. I mean, I, you know, had dogs growing up. Now that I'm adulting, I have a horse, I have my cat. So, yeah, it's just, animals have always just been a part of me.
What is it about animals that you love?
They're very good at reading people. But it's also, they're very, how do I want to describe it? They're unconditional. I mean, they're really good at reading people. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a dog, a horse, they can read people very well. So they're a good judge of character.
That's so true. We have this puppy in my house now, this big ball of fluff, and I'm not an animal person, Stacey, but we're still friends.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly becoming an animal person. I don't know if I like all animals or just my pet, but I had an experience where someone came up to me and my dog just would not leave my side. Yep. And he was just on edge and he wasn't barking or growling, but you could tell.
Yeah.
He did not like that guy.
Yep.
And it was the first time I'd ever experienced anything like that. I'm like, this little soft bundle of like silliness is going to protect me from a bad guy. I honestly think he would.
Yeah, they're very good judge of characters and they'll surprise you. And I think, you know, because we're talking about dogs, especially, I've heard stories of even like the little lap dogs.
Yeah.
That you don't think would hurt anybody. They are a really good judge of character and they'll bark or growl or go after somebody that they're like, this isn't really a good person. So I think that's why a lot of people, especially as women, solo, they like to take dogs with them on the trail.
Yeah. Because it's like we got a buddy.
Yep,
exactly. And that buddy is gonna take care of us.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's this whole new thing. It's amazing. you're a veterinary vet tech.
Veterinary technician. Yes.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about your job.
So I do everything. Basically, what I can't do is I can't diagnose, do surgery, or prescribe drugs.
Okay.
Everything else I can do. So anesthesia, blood draws, you know, clean kennels, radiographs, lab work. I mean, my job is so varied, plus take care of the patients as well. But, and I guess that's probably why I really enjoy it is I get to do so many things.
Yeah. And helping animals, which you love.
Yes.
Which you love. So, as a hiker, as an outdoor woman, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be presenting at the summit and why this is really special and important to you.
So I think because I volunteer with Poudre Wilderness Volunteers, we're a big educator and it's more on the people side, not the dog side, taking care of the trails. And I think there's a lot of things that people, they just don't know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like there's a lot of areas, especially because it's Colorado. We get a lot of people from out of state.
Yeah.
Realize our rules, at least in, you know, Northern Colorado, most of our trails are dogs have to be on a leash.
Yeah.
So, you know, we run into a lot of dogs off leash and, you know, the wildlife can be dangerous for animals.
Yeah, for sure.
rattlesnakes, moose. And I think, again, people just, they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So they maybe don't prepare themselves well enough for a hiking trip themselves. And then they kind of forget about the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see dogs on trails and I'm like, oh, you need to turn around and go back. This dog's getting really tired, getting really hot, you know, and they have just this little tiny thing of water for them. They didn't think about their dog.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like hiking. I mean, I don't have kids, but I feel like it's hiking with kids. A hike, if you hike with kids, it's not really your hike anymore. It's their hike. And that's kind of how it is, I think, with dogs, is it doesn't become your hike. It's their hike. So if you have to turn around because of how the dog's doing, you're going to have to turn around.
Yeah. I've been on the top of Medicine Bow Peak so many times and seen dogs that are just have ripped up paws from all of the sharp, jagged rocks.
Exactly.
And people like carrying their dog down. And it breaks my heart because it's like, you should have turned around before it became to the point where you have to carry your dog down this steep, rocky ledge.
Exactly. Because then it's a danger for both of you. Because, you know, depending where you are on Medicine Bow Peak, because I've been up there too.
Yeah.
It's not easy to navigate as a person, let alone if you're trying to carry a dog down.
Yeah. And I don't want to judge people, but I just want to say be nice and be safe. But you're right. It is an education thing.
Education piece.
Yeah. Yes. And so you're going to be talking a little bit about getting outside with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about first aid kits. Are you going to talk about,
first aid kits. I'll talk about what should be like in a basic kit that you should probably take with you. I won't go into, if your dog gets a sprain, that's a whole other can of worms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, stuff that you should carry with you on your, when you're out and about.
That can take care of you and your pet. Yeah,
absolutely.
What do you think about people who hike with their cats?
I mean, I was going to be one of those people.
Yeah.
Like, no. I think it's great. But then on the other hand, I worry about there's so many dogs off leash. What is that cat going to do if a dog runs up on it? And, you know, depending where you are, cats can be targets for like eagles and owls and birds. So, I mean, I guess small dogs too, but yeah, it's, I don't know. I think it's cool to see cats out and about.
It is cool. It is cool. And you mentioned the Poudre Wilderness Volunteers. So for those who don't know about the PWV, they are an organization and they keep the trails clean and safe here in Colorado.
Yeah. Northern Colorado. Yeah.
How did you become involved with the Poudre Wilderness Volunteers?
So
they're such a cool organization.
It is. It's because I wanted to meet more people because that, you know, COVID hit and basically people weren't hiking together. Group hikes went out the door and my core group of people moved away.
Oh.
And I wanted to meet more people to hike with and also to kind of give back.
Yeah. But yeah.
Also, I've learned so much about what it goes into, like, if they have to reroute trails, you know, we do weed removal for noxious weeds.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's some of our volunteers are so knowledgeable, like geology hikes. I mean, there's just so much information that you can learn. And plus it's fun to meet people out on the trails to see where they're from. I was trying to, before I got on the call, I was thinking, I think the farthest was we met people from New Zealand.
Wow.
My trips. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
We have a woman from New Zealand presenting at the summit. I just talked to her yesterday. Yes. Wow. And what's been kind of your most memorable experience with the PWV so far? Any experience really stand out to you?
I mean, I think for the most part, most people are they just don't know because we can't write, you know, tickets for off dogs off leash or things like that.
Yeah,
but we educate them, you know, hey, in this area, here's where dogs need to be unleashed. But we also have business cards that we can hand out to people and be like, here's some areas. If you go to this link on the website, it'll give you off leash areas.
Oh, great.
Or, you know, mountain bikers that aren't supposed to be on particular trails. So we give them more tools and they're always usually so, you know, grateful that, oh, I didn't know this existed. Or, hey, here's our website. Here's all the trails that you can hit in Northern Colorado. And until I joined, I had no idea how many were there.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I love that. I love that from a perspective of this isn't authorized on this trail, but I don't want to wreck your day. I'm not here to be your enemy. We still want you to get outside and recreate. We don't want to shut down the outdoor recreation, but right. here's what we can do. Yep. Here's where you can go. It's like a good parenting strategy where it's like, no, you cannot have the ice cream before dinner. But yes, you may have the ice cream after dinner.
Yeah, it's totally that basic. We're there to educate, basically, trail, we do trail rebuilds and things like that. So there's lots of different areas that we do things for. And I guess I've been told our organization is very, it's lots of other places from other states come in and kind of look at what we do to see how they can do that in their state.
You're the model. So, and I guess if someone's listening to this and they're somewhere else in the country or the world,
yeah,
and they can't find an organization like the Poudre Wilderness Volunteers, I imagine that they can get in touch with someone at PWV who can say, hey, here's some best practices, or here's how we got started.
Yep. And we've got a whole website with all sorts of goodies on it.
I like goodies. So Stacy, one of my most memorable experiences with you was on a backpacking trip here in Southeastern Wyoming. We had so much fun on that trip. Yeah. I think it was like one of the very first trips I guided.
Yeah.
And there was a night where we didn't get a lot of sleep because these coyotes just kept howling all night long. They didn't stop.
Yep.
They were loud. They must have been right near our campsite.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I could see how, I think you and I were both like, eh, it's coyotes. Like,
yeah, exactly.
No big deal, but I can see how that experience would be a little bit scary or intimidating for someone who's not used to camping or backpacking.
Absolutely.
So what would you say to someone who might be a little bit nervous about going hiking, camping, or backpacking for the first time because of, I mean, you tend to work with animals that are like, yep, domesticated. Is that the right word?
Yes.
you tend to work with dogs, cats, horses, like the animals. But what about wildlife? How do you help someone not be so intimidated by the wildlife?
I would say maybe go out with other people. Mm-hmm. Don't have your first outing like alone. Yeah. And then, you know, part of your pre-trip planning, and I still do that, and I live in Northern Colorado, and I know what's here. What wildlife could you encounter?
Uh-huh.
And like the state of Colorado, because I live here, they have a very good website about, hey, this is what you should and shouldn't do if you encounter, you know, a moose, a mountain lion. So they give you, you know, so do a little bit of research so you kind of know what's in your area, so it's not a surprise.
Yeah, like, oh, we have rattlesnakes here. What?
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're going to have wolves in Northern Colorado. So that's something I got to delve into potentially. Yeah. In State Forest Park, I think there's been some sightings. They come down from Wyoming. So
that's, yeah,
look into.
Yeah. They're kind of coming from both directions, down from Yellowstone and then reintroducing them in Colorado. I'm sure they're right in our backyard and they have been, and we just haven't known about it.
Exactly. Exactly. They're predators. They like to hide out and observe.
Yeah. And plus, I don't know how far a wolf can travel. I think they can travel a lot, like 30 or 50 miles in a day or something.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty big territory. But yeah, I mean, just, you know, do your research. See what's there. Kind of like check the weather before you go. Just see what's there. Know to what to expect. And if you do your research and you're like, ooh, I'm not ready for that, that's fine. Pick another trail. It's totally fine. It'll be there. Trail will be there. It's always going to be there.
Hopefully, always. Yeah. Maybe those were wolves we were hearing instead of coyotes. I'm going to tell everybody it was wolves.
Then people never want to go back.
They'll never want to come camping with me. Yeah, you're right, though. Like a little bit of education, packing appropriately,
bear spray, knowing how to use bear spray, all those things to keep you safe. And then keep your pet safe if you're hiking with a pet.
So that adds a whole nother level of interest to your hike, especially like moose. Moose don't like dogs. So you really need to be cautious with dogs and moose.
Oh, see. Okay. I feel like I should pick your brain here about hiking with dogs. So what we do is lots of food, lots of water, lots of breaks, lots of poop bags that we pack out.
We pack out
our poop bags. And then my husband stops especially if we're on a little rocky trail, every mile or so to check the pads on our puppy's paws. Yes,
exactly. And with winter checking, because I'm trying to think with Bernedoodles, if they get snow, like smoke, snowballs.
Yeah.
So for snowballs. And, you know, if you're hiking with your dog in a harness, checking for like rub spots, checking for those spots, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It is like having another child out on the trail.
It is.
Except a very curious child.
Yes.
Who's like wants to chase everything and play. It's actually really fun. It's really fun hiking with dogs.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Stacey, what else do you want to talk about?
I hope that because my presentation is a little bit different, I hope people will be like, oh, well, you're not talking about hiking. Well, kind of, but it's a different take on it. And I think it's always good to have an open mind. I mean, I watch videos on YouTube and I've been hiking for
ever
7, 8, 9, 10 years now. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Or, oh, this information's changed. So there's always new information out there. And then if you're perusing on the web, we all know there's not great information. So like check your sources.
And you're the expert in this field and in this area. So you are the source here.
Yeah. And I do want to say, don't leave your veterinarian out of the picture. Always include them with things. And I'll talk a little bit about that during the presentation. Cause I mean, you as a dog owner, you know your dog's best, but your veterinarian knows the health history and maybe say your dog maybe's, you know, getting a little older in age, you shouldn't be going, you know, climbing grays and Tories, which for you guys that aren't in Colorado, that's 2 14ers that you can do back to back. You know, maybe your dog shouldn't go on that hike. They should just hang at home and, you know, chill out for the day. So
I'm glad you mentioned vegetarian, your veterinarian, because one concern we had was our dog drinking out of rivers, streams, mountain lakes. And the veterinarian gave him a shot or something to help. And I don't know, but it was a good, our vet asked us a lot of questions about what activities do you do with your dog? And so it was good to have that conversation and say, like, this is an active dog. We are outside every day.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Colorado, Wyoming, there's dogs can get altitude sickness, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
What are some of the symptoms or signs of your dog getting altitude
sickness? Because honestly, that I was like, you know, researching my topic, I was like, oh, that actually makes perfect sense. Yeah. I've never been in clinic where I've had a dog experience mountain sickness. I feel like a lot of them are more like Denver, you know, the 14ers, that kind of thing. Mine are more like shredded paw pads, got bit by a rattlesnake, sprains, broken legs, that kind of thing. Heat, exhaustion, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So much to learn. So much to learn from you. So I'm glad that you're presenting because I can learn a lot. Stacey, do you have like a website or is there any place I can direct people or
Instagram? I mean, I don't really have a website. I mean, I have a goal of being able to have an online, you know, dog first aid for hiking course, but trying to figure out the logistics of that because part of it is I want to have it very hands-on because I think, I mean, I learn better by hands-on type of stuff. Eventually someday that will come, but yeah, my Instagram is life_with_StaceyM.
Okay. My cute little puppy is so glad that I know Stacey.
She's going to be my phone-a-friend whenever I have any questions about hiking with my dog. And I can't wait for her presentation. And I can't wait for you to learn more from her. If you want to learn more about our upcoming virtual summit, please head on over to our website, hikelikewoman.com. You can get all the details there. You can learn about our schedule, our pricing, all of our presentations, our presenters, all the things. So go check it out, hikelikewoman.com. Thanks so much. I'll catch you next time.